This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Executive producer Eric Williams here of 3 Joy in Melbourne. This is Community Network News, starting now.
With the latest Community Network News, I'm Anthony Lawton.
And I'm Pen Franz. Melbourne's Queer Film Festival has kicked off in style with a launch film and party at St Kilda's Astor Theatre. The town's queer glitterati turned out in force to enjoy the South Korean film Antique and party into the night. The festival is showcasing over 150 GLBTIQ films from Australia and around the world. Celebrating its 20th year, the festival runs through to March 29.
Even though he feels threatened by them, Tony Abbott's revealed some of his closest friends are gay. The opposition leader has been criticised for being too conservative due to formerly being in the Catholic seminary. But Mr. Abbott's told Four Corners on the ABC he has no problem with gay people.
I have many friends who are gay. I've never had a personal issue with it. I've always treated people as I find them, and that's the way it should be.
Former High Court Justice Michael Kirby says he can see a day when Parliament will issue a public apology to homosexuals for the oppression forced on them. Kirby has shared his thoughts in his contribution to a new collection of essays about justice. The book also includes essays by Julian Burnside QC and other eminent thinkers and activists in the justice field. Kirby also writes that he expects same-sex marriage will eventually become a reality in Australia.
Ian Roberts will be hoping to join rights activist Gary Burns in his case for gay vilification against Channel 9. The pair are readying themselves for a legal standoff over a homophobic sketch on the NRL footy show late last year and have applied to the legal counsel to have the former league star involved as a co-complainant. Roberts, who was mentioned in the skit involving Matthew Johns, and Burns says the former league star simply wants justice.
He believes those kinds of public comments do impact on particularly vulnerable gay kids that hear constantly by their footy show heroes that they're worthless and faulty and sick, quite often go out and kill themselves.
Isha Cavan and Sonia Plitt are one of the first Tassie same-sex couples to have a legally recognised official relationship ceremony. Cavan and Plitt celebrated their union in front of a registered marriage celebrant, legal witnesses, family and friends. The ceremony means that the couple have entered into a Tasmanian deed of relationship under amended laws that were introduced in November.
In a blow to intersex and genderless persons, the New South Wales Registry of Births, Deaths and Marriages has withdrawn its gender-neutral certificate. The registry first issued the certificate 3 weeks ago to Norrie Mae Welby. It's now withdrawn the certificate after Norrie's story gained international media coverage and following advice from the New South Wales Attorney General that the certificate is invalid. Norrie has lodged an official complaint with the Australian Human Rights Commission.
The Asian chapter of the International Lesbian and Gay Association is holding its upcoming conference in Surabaya, Indonesia. The fourth regional conference has taken the theme LGBT Asia Moving Forward. Over 150 activists are expected to participate in the 3-day conference. They aim to draft a common vision and action plan for the 100 or so groups that make up ILGA Asia.
America's Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation has held its 21st Media Awards. The gongs for various categories are given out every year to acknowledge the media's fair and accurate portrayal of the queer community. Among the winners were TV drama series Brothers and Sisters and One Life to Live.
And briefly, in other news, the Episcopal Church has approved the election of a lesbian assistant bishop in the Diocese of Los Angeles. A Catholic adoption agency in London has won an exemption that allows it to turn away gay couples seeking to adopt. And 2 gay activists protesting Don't Ask, Don't Tell have been arrested after chaining themselves to the White House fence.
To QNN Sport, the first ever gay night to be held by NBA side Golden State Warriors has been hailed a huge success. An LGBT chorus sang the national anthem pre-game, while a gay-friendly seating zone was made available to fans. And the mayor of Wellington has launched the 1-year countdown to the second Asia-Pacific Out Games to be held in New Zealand in March next year.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community, let us know. Head to qnn.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Pen Franz.
And I'm Anthony Lawton. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.